A man who sold fentanyl to Coquitlam RCMP undercover police officers in 2019 will have to serve his full 12-month sentence, the BC Appeal Court has decided. Sean Delano Stamp was 21 years old when he was charged with drug trafficking in a dial-a-dope scheme, which involved selling $480 worth of drugs at a Coquitlam gas station. Stamp pled guilty and was moving into a more positive direction at the time of his sentencing in August 2021, the court heard. He got a job and was supporting a young family, including two children in his household, and had moved away from his former associates. In his appeal, Stamp sought a conditional sentence to be served in the community or a reduced sentence, arguing that the original sentencing judge failed to consider immigration consequences and his mental health when he committed the offense. According to the written ruling, recently published online, Stamp is a permanent resident having moved to Canada from Jamaica in 2009 with his family when he was 11 years old. The longer sentence could result in his deportation, separating him from his young family, he suggested. Additionally, Stamp asked the appeal court to consider fresh evidence from two doctors, which showed that Stamp's judgment was impaired due to ongoing mental health issues and use of illicit drugs. However, the appeal court declined to accept the reports, noting they didn't prove Stamp suffered psychosis at the time of the offense, and Stamp was already on record as stating he hadn't used such drugs since December 2017, 1.5 years before the offense. Neither report calls into question the judge's finding that Mr. Stamp was not suffering from symptoms of psychosis at the time of the offense, the decision noted. No appeal for deportation. On Stamp's immigration status, the appeal court judge acknowledged Stamp's 12-month sentence made him ineligible for an appeal in a deportation case. That consequence is significant because Mr. Stamp's three young children, his fiancé and his nuclear family all reside in British Columbia. Deportation would likely separate him from the support of his family and would undermine the strides he has made towards a pro-social lifestyle, including regular employment, circumstances that would weigh in his favor if he had a right to appeal a deportation order on compassionate grounds. However, the appeal court noted that those who traffic in fentanyl can expect to go to prison for 18 to 36 months, absent something in the circumstances of the offense or offender that warrants departing from that range. The 12-month sentence was already below the minimum, the appeal court stated, because the sentencing judge had already taken into account Stamp's mental health issues and the principle of rehabilitation. In denying the appeal, Justice Lori Ann Fenlon stated that immigration outcomes should not outweigh the gravity of fentanyl trafficking. In my view, imposing a sentence of 6 months less a day for fentanyl trafficking in the circumstances of this case would not be proportionate to the gravity of the offense and the degree of responsibility of the offender. Mr. Stamp was involved in a dial-a-dope operation dedicated exclusively to the sale of fentanyl, a deadly drug responsible for hundreds of deaths in BC every month. He was not an addict, but sold fentanyl entirely for financial gain, the court heard. Although he did not have a criminal record, he had been involved with the justice system and, at the time of the offense, was on probation as part of a conditional discharge he had been granted on November 15, 2018, the ruling states. It continues, to reduce the sentence to just under 6 months in these circumstances would be to skew the sentencing process to avoid the immigration consequences Parliament has determined should follow upon serious criminality. The sentence was upheld in the decision written by Justice Fenlon and concurred by two other appeal court judges.